Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, QT and Sci-Guy with you here on another Sunday afternoon. Some show notes if you are looking for some wrestling today. You have the KDW happening in Jeffersonville, Indiana. And you have PNPW in Astoria, Oregon today. As well as UWA Blue Collar Wrestling in Portland. It's their annual Halloween show. The trick-or-treat battle royal happening today. Lots of familiar-looking sports entertainers that you wouldn't normally expect to find at Portland at Blue Collar Wrestling will be there today. Well, QT, sounds like an exciting day today. Last night, you saw some action at Poblanitas. Will this factor into your top 9 7/8 Pacific Northwest wrestler rankings?
Yes, quite a few. We had a plethora of wrestlers in action last night. I took detailed notes, and I'm not going to give it away, but some of those wrestlers present last night at La Poblanita will be making the coveted list. Yes. Some of the wrestlers wrestling today at Blue Collar Wrestling at the North Portland Eagles will factor into it. It is your assignment, Sign Guy, since I didn't get much sleep last night, and regretfully, I will not be making the trip down south for you to make detailed mental notes when you're not when you are refereeing, and when you're not, to take down notes and pass them along with me in flash results so I can compare the two organizations and make up my list. This list is very important, yes. I would like to tell all the wrestlers out there right now that I am taking applications to put it on their Facebook page this week. Applications.
Did Al Tubbs submit his application?
Oh, Al Tubbs hasn't. I haven't heard from Al Tubbs. And besides, Sign Guy, we need to give Al Tubbs a nickname. That's what we have to do.
How about Penguin?
Penguin. Well, that's kind of like a. Let me see now. Who was the plebe in Animal House? Dorfman. Brother Bluto gave him the Delta Chi name of Flounder. I kind of think that that would be kind of like naming Dorfman Flounder. I don't know if Al Tubbs would like that because, as you recall on Animal House, when he said, "What is my nickname, Delta Chi nickname, Brother Bluto?" And he goes, "I am Dorfman. I've thought about this a long time. Your Delta Chi nickname will be Flounder." And he got this look on his face like he wasn't very enthused. I think if you gave Al Tubbs a nickname like that, he would look like Flounder of Animal House. Now we got to come up with something more catchy.
We will work on that. Now, QT, is everyone that was at DOA Pro Wrestling's event last night disqualified from the top 9 7/8?
Oh, disqualified? No, I don't think so. Why would all of them be disqualified?
Well, you didn't mention that they were in the runnings. You only mentioned two promotions.
Oh, okay. Well, other wrestlers throughout the Northwest will be also considered that weren't there and will not be there today. Yes.
Fair enough.
For instance, Just Exciting wasn't there last night. you know, or he either was, let's say, Hot Hands Mendoza. He wasn't there. Randy the Pimp Taylor wasn't there last night, and Yakima Jack. I don't think Yakima Jack, Randy the Pimp Taylor, just exciting, and probably Hot Hands Mendoza will probably also not be at Blue Collar Wrestling tonight, but they could also be factored in this week's Northwest 9 and 7/8 wrestle rankings. I'm just going to have
actually,
to do some research.
Just Exciting is scheduled today for a cruiserweight title defense at Blue Collar Wrestling.
Ah, there you go now, sign guy, a cruiserweight division. What exactly is the weight limitations of the cruiserweight division? This is what I'm asking you.
I believe at Blue Collar Wrestling it is 220 pounds and below.
Oh my God, that's such a gray area, and it's not defined at all. See, now when I did my research, or when I viewed that wrestling match between Gregory Iron and Ace Perry, they introduced Gregory Iron at 155 pounds. Well, now, Sanjay, in boxing, you have the welterweight class that is sandwiched between the super lightweight class that starts at 140 pounds and ends at 146, and the middleweight that starts at the 160-pound level. So between middleweight and super lightweight, you have the welterweight division in boxing. Now, the welterweight class in boxing starts at 147 and ends at 153. So that's 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 50. Okay, 7 pounds. And then from 153 to 159 is the super welterweight. So you got welterweight and super welterweight sandwiched between super lightweight and middleweight. Well, now when you say cruiserweight at Blue Collar Wrestling, it starts at 220. Well, it's like 220 in boxing. That's like at the cruiserweight division. Because you have light heavyweight that starts at 175 and ends at 200. So light heavyweight division. Then you step up to cruiserweight. So what I'm saying is, you know, what I was going to ask Ace Perry is, if he was going to make it his, how would you say, quest, to talk to that wrestling organization and shrink the divisions and make them more defined. Yes.
Well, we're not in Mexico where they use various weight class systems. Generally, it's cruiserweight and heavyweight in professional wrestling.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's like they introduced Ace at 185 pounds. Well, that's a 30-pound weight difference, you know, because Gregory Iron was announced at 155 and Ace at a 185. That's 30-pound difference. You could fit at least four other weight divisions between that, four other ones.
Well, again, in Mexico they do that, but here in the United States and Canada, not so much on the divisions. Just primarily divisions are cruiserweight and heavyweight.
Well, I am going to make it my quest to talk to Tex Thompson and get more defined weight classes at Blue Collar Wrestling. So much so that each weight class might differ only in 7 pounds. Also, this leads into a question last night. Sangai, did you see any true super welterweights in action last night? Super welterweights.
Super welterweights last night at Poblaninas. I don't think particularly so.
All right,
unless,
let's move up to middle.
Unless Paul Preston weighs welterweight level. I'm not really sure of his exact weight.
Okay, let's move up to 160, which is the beginning of the middleweight division in boxing. Were there any wrestlers there that would classify as at their lightest be 160 pounds? at the lightest.
Again, possibly Paul Preston.
Okay, I'm going to say Paul Preston is a heavy, super middleweight, so we're going to move that up to 168 pounds.
Okay.
All right, super middleweight, okay. Now, how about just exciting who's going to be in action tonight? Hopefully at Blue Collar Wrestling, would you say he classifies as a super middleweight at 168 pounds?
I believe he's right around 170, so yeah.
Oh, 170. Well, you see now that's moving up to another weight class. What comes after middleweight? Let me see. That would be, well, the light heavyweight would start at 175 pounds. It's very ill-defined. Sangay, you have been on the show when I said that I was going to construct a record board at Blue Collar Wrestling. For instance, like the most title defenses, like in a six-month period, most title defenses in a year period, most takedowns in a match, most submission garnered. The wrestler that could make most opponents submit. Yes. My record board at Blue Collar Wrestling will have as much categories and record categories as weight divisions, and they're going to be placed next to each other. Yes.
Did you get permission from Tex Thompson to construct this record board?
No, I'm just going to put it in writing and send it by Facebook.
Well, does that count as a record board?
It what?
Does that count as a record board?
Oh, okay. Well, I'd have to construct the record board out of Northwest Pine. Pine, yes. Northwest Pine. And then I have to have slot and grooves for each, like, year that the record was established, you know, and categories. Like I said, submissions, takedowns, title defenses. Can you think of any categories that I could include at Blue Collar Wrestling besides submissions and takedowns and defenses?
Most fines.
Ah, most fines. Very good. Most fines. Okay. Would that be dollar amount or just sheer fines?
Dollar amount. I believe Lone Star holds the record at this point with $5,000.
Wow, that's something. Okay. All right, and we could have youngest wrestler ever to make their debut at Blue Collar Wrestling and oldest wrestler. That'd be a category, I guess.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Now, Sangay, at DOA last night, you had Gregor Petrov in a rather lack of, or should I say, well, kind of like, well, there was a lot of skin showing. Yes. Your thoughts on
that? I didn't
think
it was that DOA.
Oh, okay. I mean,
he was at SCW.
Yes. SCW, I mean, yes. There's that lack of sleep again. Yes.
Now, QT, were those the favorite tights that Gregor Petrov has ever worn that you most enjoy seeing him compete in during a match?
I heard some of the crowd say that they were going to be blind for Halloween.
Wow.
So I think they wanted him to be more of in a Kurt Angle singlet at the bare minimum. He went above and beyond that. Or should I say below that? Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Will you be trick-or-treating on Halloween? And if so, will your costume be that of Tex Thompson?
No, I don't think the costume will be of Tex Thompson. I think my costume will be something along the lines of Donald Trump's crushing defeat of Hillary Clinton. I'll probably have a cardboard cutout of the United States and starting with my feet up to my ankles or shin bone will be the state of Texas. and then it'll go Oklahoma right up to my kneecaps. And then from my kneecap to my upper thigh will be Kansas. And then the crown of my head will be the top of, like, what is that, Minnesota. Yes, all red states. And that's going to be the backbone of red victory in the election. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This fine America will be all red. In hindsight, Gregor Petrov should have dressed him like that last night. From the tips of his toes to his ankles, from his ankle to his shin, from the shin to above his kneecap, from the kneecap to the belly button, from the belly button to the chest, all six different spine states that divide the United States, all in red. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Minnesota, and the other state. All red. That's what I'm getting at. Crushing victory. That's going to be my costume.
Now, Gregor Petrov was managed last night by Dale Pierce. First time in a long time Dale Pierce has managed Petrov, and then they were instantly embroiled in some controversy as this new faction, the Blackhearts, hit the ring, and it looks like they are going to have a six-person tag. Apparently, managers are potential members of this six-man tag. What did you think of that, QT?
Well, when they introduced the Blackhearts, I was immediately saying, I can't believe that SCW flew in Joan Jett from the Blackhearts. Joan Jett.
Why they didn't use Joan Jett as their entrance music, I don't know.
I know, and I'm going to take that up with the Blackhearts. But I think Dale Pierce did a very good job in managing Petrov, and you could see for his efforts last night in the management of Petrov being ranked. Yes, Petrov gave the Blackhearts all they could handle, despite his non-spine crushing victory, all red, non-costume. In fact, Gregor didn't even have a costume last night. Yes, but that didn't stop him from dealing pain and misery to the Blackhearts. That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
All right. Now,
yes.
Also in action last night, apparently a potential member of your top 9 7/8, Heathen. What did you think of Heathen?
Hey, he was good.
Really? Okay.
Hey, he was high flying, and I think he displayed a slight, how would you say, increase in viciousness from when I saw him last. Viciousness. He's turned it up a notch. I think he's been walking some mean streets lately, and he's had to turn it up a notch and to survive on the streets. It is that the street viciousness that he brought last night at SCW. Yes.
He viciously kept hitting the mat.
Yes, that's true. Yes, but he kept bouncing back up. That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
Well, yeah, until Pugsley finished that in a vicious
that's
knee
true.
Drop.
Yes, Pugsley was in very fine shape last night. Yes. It's staggering to think that he was one of the first wrestlers that I saw in the Northwest a long time ago when I started going. Yes, 6.5 years ago. 7.
Mm-hmm.
Pugsley. Yes.
Now, he won his match. Will he be considered very high in the top 9 7/8? Or will the man that he slaughtered, Heathen, be higher than Pugsley for having struck the mat very viciously as Pugsley repeatedly put him down into the mat?
Well, I think Heathen would have to be ranked slightly lower than Pugsley. Yes, slightly lower.
All right.
Now, what did you think of the Lucha Mask match last night? You had Polaris as one of the competitors, dressed all in white. Polaris.
Yes, it was Polaris versus Aguila. Aguila ended up winning via submission.
Yes, that was a seesaw match back and forth. Both men came back from the how would you say, the brink of extinction or pinfall. Both of them fought back. Yes, when I thought that for sure they were either going to submit and tap out or just get pinned outright. Polaris was looking very well, yes.
Well, until he tapped out.
That's true, yes. Really nice match, yes. The crowd was into that.
And then a shocking return as well last night. We had the return of Mateo, and then Mateo immediately turned his back on his buddy pals, Mr. T. He pitied the fools.
Yes, you could hear several members of the crowd saying, "Mateo, what are you doing? You turned your back on your brother." Yes.
Or Mr. T.
Yes. I think we'll get to the bottom of this as the weeks go by, until the next event at La Problemitas. By then, we'll figure out what has stirred Mateo to do this. Yes.
Well, you're an investigative journalist. You should go to Mateo and demand an explanation from him.
Oh, okay. Yes, I can pretty much approach all the wrestlers that were there last night without trepidation, even Paul Servius.
Now, that guy's a devious guy, that Servius.
yes, he is. Well, devious now in a cunning good way, yes.
Then his partner apparently has the most unique nickname now in professional wrestling. QT, can you tell the listeners Paul Preston's nickname?
I believe from what I've heard, it is the Punk Rocker Seahorse. Punk Rocker Seahorse, yes.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
here's a clue. The nickname that was printed on his T-shirts that are available at merchandise stands wherever Paul Preston appears.
That is super sexy.
Much closer this time.
The sexual dynamo.
Nope.
The sexual cage animal.
That would be disturbing, but no.
I can't remember the sexual taskmaster, the sexy taskmaster. That's what it is.
No, that's Kevin Sullivan.
Okay.
Paul Preston's nickname, of course, Mr. Sexy Pants.
Ah, Sexy Pants, yes. Mr. Sexy Pants. Not to be confused with Mr. Stretchy Pants. Now, Paul Preston got the coveted fruit pie for being ranked number one. Otis the Gimp was not there, so he didn't receive his. I was kind of crushed about that. I would have loved to present a fruit pie to Otis the Gimp in the ring. Yes. And one of the other wrestlers that didn't show up last night, much to my dismay, was Darth Carter. He didn't show up.
Well, I think we're all fortunate for that. Can you imagine Darth Carter versus Heathen in a match? The fans
would have
submit.
Yes. I kind of wonder how Darth Carter would have done against Mateo.
Probably fairly well.
Oh, okay. Well, some guy
Mateo
I had
only
very
had
high.
Like five matches. He's taken a year and a half off.
Oh, he has. Oh, okay. Well, son, I had a cherry pie and two lemon pies in my travel bag, and Paul Preston pretty much demanded a lemon pie. I offered him a cherry pie to begin with, but he was pretty adamant in choosing lemon. So I gave him one of my lemons. Yes.
Did he also have a glass of lemonade to go with it?
Lemonade, no. I don't even know if they have lemonade in that place. I think they might in the summer. Yes. It was standing room only. My observation is, son guy, if I held a lemonade last night in my hand, it probably would have been jostled because this it was standing room only. Yes.
I could see that.
Yes, yes, very crowded, very crowded. Okay.
On QT tonight, in addition to the Battle Royal and the Cruiserweight match, there is a submissions match. We're hoping to get the finale of the long-standing feud between Brian Armstrong and Jimmy Boy. Have you any thoughts on the submission match for tonight?
Well, let me, Brian Armstrong, I'm going to give the edge to Brian Armstrong over Jimmy Boy.
What submission hold do you think he'll use to win the match?
I think he's going to use some type of chicken wing, a very, very ferocious chicken wing. Probably
Bob
a chicken wing
style.
Yes, precisely, Bob Backlund style. He might use this chicken wing to such an extent that it goes that it evolves into a face plant. Face
okay.
plant.
You know.
Chicken wing into a face plant. Yes. I hope Jimmy Boy has nose protection. I fear a very strong chicken wing.
Now, if he does make Jimmy Boy tap out to the chicken wing, will you then charge him a fee for having successfully predicted the match for him?
Maybe not a monetary fee, Sandai. I take like some of those Folgers instant coffee packs, where it's kind of like coffee in a tea bag. Coffee in a
tea bag.
Now
those are a little odd. A little odd to me.
Yes. You think tea and then you're getting coffee with freeze-dried crystals. Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder what Mr. Bookman, the librarian cop in New York City that was the nemesis of Jerry, would say about those.
I don't know, but wasn't Bookman the name of the janitor on Good Times?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. On Good Times, Bookman, a janitor? I don't know about that.
I believe his name was Nathan Bookman, and Fiona used to call him Buffalo Butt.
Oh, wow, Buffalo Butt. Well, one of the wrestlers last night, and I'm not going to say who, could have qualified for that nickname of Buffalo Butt. Yes.
Was it one of the people in the main event?
No.
Was it one of the people in the semi-main event?
He may have a Ukrainian link. That's a clue. Ukrainian link to Ukrainian heritage.
So you're saying it was the Ukrainian underdog Mateo?
Ukrainian underdog Mateo, yes. I'll go with Mateo, yes.
Wow. All right.
Oh, okay. Now, sign, Ace Perry has a nickname of Diamond Card. That's a pretty cool nickname.
It really is.
My question is, do you think Paul Preston will dump at Mr. Sexy Pants and adopt a nickname kind of like the Diamond Card?
If he did, he might have some trouble with Ace Perry coming after him.
How about the Ace of Spades, Paul Preston? Ace of Spades.
You'd have to get new gear with the playing card embroidered on it, I think.
See, because when you say Diamond Card, Ace Perry, there's a lot of Diamond Cards out there.
That's true.
A lot of Diamond Cards out there. See? Yes.
Now, QT, would you yourself be open to calling yourself QT the Diamond Card especially if it is an eight of diamonds votes.
Oh, eight of diamonds. I kind of like that. You know, I never was much of the cards for the hearts. Not really. Spades are pretty good. Clubs. I don't like clubs either. Yes, clubs. Diamond, that's okay. I think spade is my number one suit. Spade is the number one suit, yes.
Do you recall back in TNA years ago, the faction Aces and Eights?
Aces and Eights, no. What year would that have been when they were rampaging?
It would have been somewhere in the neighborhood of 2014 or 2015.
Oh, okay. Well, I somehow missed that. Yes.
They were huge. It was a huge faction. Taz joined that faction. Bully Ray joined that faction. You had D'Lo Brown in it. Luke Gallows was in it.
Oh, I like D'Lo Brown. Yes. Oh, okay. Now, Sign Guy, will you take it upon yourself to ask Patty tonight what her favorite suit is, if it's a Clubs, Diamond, Hearts, or Spade? Club, Diamond, Hearts, or Spade. Can you do that for me? And what color? That would be very important. Red or black?
Perhaps after she pays me, because I don't want to have my pay withheld. Just, because she didn't like the question.
Ah, the question, yes. Get your pay first and then the questions. Oh, okay. Now, can you tell us what Laren Golden Songbird Amos's favorite card is? Or suit. Suit and card.
I'm going to say the... Seven of Diamonds.
Oh, Seven of Diamonds. Okay. Very nice. Seven of Diamonds. Okay. Now, Sound Guy, are there any truth to the rumors that La Problemitas will be back in action on November 11th?
Yes. That is the next scheduled appearance for SCW at Problemitas and six-man tag team match, possibly a pinball game to decide the stipulations for the following month's card. I have heard rumors that there will be a pinball game to decide it.
Wow, where will this pinball game be held at? That's my question.
Problemitas.
Oh, okay. I didn't think they had a pinball.
I think they're going to bring one in.
Wow, okay. Boy, that's a... will be a KISS pinball machine, because I remember those back in the early 80s. KISS pinball.
Could be one of the old Aerosmith ones.
Oh, wow, all right. Now, Sound Guy, what would you rather have, a Miss Pac-Man video game or an Aerosmith?
I'd say the Aerosmith pinball, but it could also be one of the old WWF pinball machines from back in the late 80s.
Oh, what was your high score on that?
I never really got to play it too much. It was a pretty rare pinball machine.
Oh, wow. I wonder if you could go on eBay and buy some of those.
I would think so.
Oh, okay.
Now, QT, if you were to get the high score at pinball at Problemitas, what stipulation would you most want to see the Black Hearts battle Gregor Petrov, Goblin, and Amsterdam in?
Well, I think some of the contestants would have to be blindfolded when they're playing pinball.
All right.
Blindfold. And this is because I've always liked that song, Pinball Wizard by The Who, And as you can recall, this it's a song about a kid who was deaf, dumb, and blind playing pinball. Deaf, dumb, and blind. So he had three things going against him when he was playing pinball, but he played by feel, as you recall.
I do recall that indeed.
Yes. Now, Sunday, what has been your all-time top score of any pinball games? How many repeats did you get, automatic repeats? And how long did you make that quarter last? Or these days, 50 cents. That's what I'm getting at.
Do they still have arcades?
I think they got a couple around, yes. A couple. They're kind of like the malls. The malls are slowly dying. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that. There still are malls out there, one of which you can find the latest PWI 500, which features the Rainmaker Okada at number one.
Who's at number 500?
Oh, let me look that up for you. Give me one moment here.
Oh, okay.
If you'll theme the, like, hum the theme from Quincy while I do this. Wasn't that Cheers?
I think that was Night Court.
Oh. Number 500 was Daniel Richards from Virginia.
Whoa, Virginia. I wonder if he will sometime team with Casey Carlisle, who is also in Virginia.
I don't know, but apparently he is nicknamed the Progressive Liberal.
The Progressive Liberal? Boy, I'm not sure I like the sounds of that. You know, what would happen if the Progressive Liberal met someone in the ring that had Texas from his feet to the top of his ankles, and then Oklahoma from the ankles to the shin, the backbone of America, esconded in red velvet? The backbone of the primary crushing victory over Hillary Clinton. That's what I'm getting at. Versus the Liberal.
Oh, I don't. You'd have to take that up with the Progressive Liberal, I guess.
All right, I'm going to ask Casey Carlisle that after we hang up. Yes.
All right.
Now, speaking of Casey Carlisle, now she was ranked with her match with Sunny Days there in Bremerton a couple weeks ago. Did we ever find out how many cups of coffee Casey Carlisle drank on her trip out here? Did the number four hold up?
I'm not sure if we got an exact number. She was not feeling very well that particular trip, so her numbers were down, and I'm not sure she kept an exact tally.
Yes, that's why I think below number five is probably pretty very close, probably only a half cup off at the most. That's what I think. Yes. Four.
Possibly. Now, there was also an issue where her hotel room, from what I understand, did not have a coffee pot in it, so she had to leave the room and go downstairs in search of coffee each time. I think that cut into the intake as well.
Oh, wow. No coffee pot in the rooms, huh?
That's my understanding.
Have you ever used a hotel coffee pot, Sign Guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, it is free coffee, yes.
Well, technically, you're paying for it.
Yeah, that's true. You pay for just about everything. Yes. Oh, okay. All right.
Now, confirm that at Blue Collar Wrestling, the winner of the Battle Royal will be ranked no lower than number 4 6/18.
That would be a pretty good cutoff point, wouldn't it?
One would think. It's a pretty prestigious battle royal.
Yes, I wonder if Tommy Celsius is going to be in the mix tonight for the battle royal.
One would hope so.
Yes. Yes. All right, well, Sonny, do they have any action at Blue Collar specifically in theme with Thanksgiving? And will there it be not a Thanksgiving theme like on the 7th, which is the next Blue Collar Wrestling after this one, 7th? No Thanksgiving. Not even decorations up at the North Portland Eagles. But the one after that, like on the 14th, yes, I could see that. But can you see no Thanksgiving decorations on the 7th?
I have not heard of anything Thanksgiving specific, but I could pass on to the management your idea for Thanksgiving-themed matches. Are you thinking of a turkey suit on a pole match?
Oh, that'd be huge, yes.
Maybe a pilgrim's suit match where the competitors wrestle in a pilgrim suit?
A pilgrim suit, yes. Pilgrim and Indian, yes.
Is that
much
a chief
like
had a cooler cooler?
Cowboy. Chief had a cooler cooler, yes. Yes. The man from Broken Arrow, yes. Now, are there any truth to the rumors that Chief had a cooler cooler is going to be hanging up the boots soon? I've heard something like that.
No, he's still planning to go quite a bit longer. I believe he's cutting back on dates. He's going to spend a little bit more time at home, but he is not by any means retiring. He's just going to be little more selective on the promotions where he does compete.
Ah, okay. All right. I just wanted to clear that up. Okay. Very nice. Now, Sanjay, how do you think Kiwanis Adonis would have done last night had he shown up at La Problemita's in Bremerton? How would his management style contrast and compare to Dale Pierce, who managed Gregor Petrov?
Be a completely different style. He and Dale Pierce, you know, Dale Pierce and Kiwanis Adonis are co-managers for Mint Conditioning at PWF. Very different.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now, how was your ferry ride last night, Time Guy? That was one of
the
first
questions. I didn't have one.
Oh, you didn't? You didn't take the ferry?
No.
No wonder Dale Pierce looked at me kind of quizzically when I said, did Sign Guy ask the ferry captain to toot the horn?
That would do it, yes.
He looked at me very strangely. Oh, okay. I just automatically assumed you took the ferry.
Nope.
Oh, all right.
Now, did you take the ferry over?
Oh, no. I don't think I have ever attended a match at La Problemita's and by having traveling by ferry. No, I've taken the ferry to Paulsville a couple times. Yes.
Now, can you confirm with our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners that the next time you go to a show in Bremerton, you will, in fact, take the ferry and ask the ferry captain to toot the horn?
Well, maybe during the Christmas card in December. You know, they've got kind of like Christmassy decor on the ferries. They may even have a Christmas tree on the upper deck.
Will you go and hang a Christmas ornament on that tree during the ferry trip to Bremerton?
Well, yeah, maybe a Christmas ornament, yes. Boy, that'd be a lot of overhead expense, though. I'd probably have to take a candy cane from the tree you know, just to cover expenses. You know, leave an ornament, take an ornament. That's what I'm getting at. Yes. I could then use that candy cane, maybe, and dip it in liquid nitrogen on Latino Blanco or Polaris.
I could see that. Now, has Polaris and Latino Blanco ever been a tag team, QT?
Whoa, good, very good question. No, I don't think they have. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Don't think so. Now, Sign Guy, say if you were on the ferry, would you put an ornament on a tree and with sleight of hand take a candy cane like myself?
Well, I wouldn't take their candy canes, but
really?
I would put an ornament up there.
Oh, okay. Would it be a handmade ornament? That's what I'm getting at. Or would it be store-bought?
I think I'd take one that Gregor Petrov made.
Ooh, okay. All right. Kind of like those Russian dolls, those wooden blocks where you remove a doll's head and there's another one beneath, and then another one and another one.
Yes.
Ah, very good. Those are popular. Yes. Very good. Okay. I bought one of those in one of my port calls at Petropavlovsk, Russia. Actually, I only had one port call there one time. Yes. But I bought one of those dolls.
Did you see Petrov on this port call?
You know, can you ask him tonight if he himself has ever been to Petropavlovsk? Or Kiev, K-I-E-V.
All right.
And then you'll also have to ask Patty what her favorite suit is. We're not talking leisure suits from the 70s, the actual card hands. Yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
All right, well, Sign, I'm kind of disappointed that we didn't have any second generation showing up today. Can you tell us who's on the card next Friday?
I can indeed. So, next week on Friday on the show, we are scheduled to have, let's see, let me get my book out. Chuck Bambino, he's out of Big Sky Wrestling in Wyoming.
Oh, now there begs a question. Have we covered all 50 states?
Yes.
Oh, which was the last state to fall?
I believe Connecticut.
Oh, wow, Connecticut, okay.
And then next Sunday, you should be excited for this one. Next Sunday, a week from today, scheduled to be with us, the Sasquatch Pro Heavyweight Champion, Robert Von Ludwig.
Oh, wow. Immediately, several questions pop out into my mind.
Can you give us one example?
Well, if he would leave an ornament on a tree on a Seattle ferry and take a candy cane, immediately, that pops into my mind. Or if he's ever wrestled in a turkey suit.
All right. Well, with that in mind, I think we have peaked. So I will get ready. I will head down to NWA. I'll probably get fined for that. I will head down to UWA Blue Collar Wrestling and we'll take our leave until next week.
That was like my DOA SCW snafu.
Yeah, I had me really confused. But I was at the other show with Petrov. But pressing on, we will bid you adieu. Get out there, support your local independent, wherever they may be.
Okay.